The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
12 to 15-year-olds will be offered vaccines in the coming weeks, with schools reopening at the end of August. Now, it's part of a plan being drafted by the HSE where children accompanied by parents will be able to avail of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. But will there be hesitancy on the part of parents? And also, the plan for booster vaccines for frontline workers and vulnerable people, is that a glimpse of the long-term plan to live with COVID-19? Before we talk to a couple of people about all of this, we're asking, would you get your children vaccinated? As reporter Elaine Smith found out, there is still a good degree of hesitancy out there.
I think everybody will be happy to have that, get things moving again. It's the way out of all this mess. We'll be signing up.
Are they happy to be getting it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a little bit nervous, but I think they'll be fine once they've had the jab, and it'll be forgotten like everything else.
For the last few months, have you been concerned about their well-being?
Yeah, there was a bit of a concern maybe the 3 weeks of school where numbers were going north.
When the whole family is vaccinated, do you have any plans to travel?
Yeah, we've kind of taken a bit of a punt, something in November, with a view to having everything done.
It should be available to us without kind of being told, oh no, you can't do certain things unless you do get it. I just want to think about it and make sure that I'm 100% want to get it, and I probably will, but I just don't want to rush into it.
Would you be concerned maybe about catching COVID?
Well, yeah, obviously some of my friends are kind of at risk. I'd be worried about them and putting them in danger, and like more for them than for me.
Well, I suppose it's up to everybody's individual choice. If they think it's going to benefit their kids, fair play to them.
Would you be letting your child get the vaccine?
I think they're too young to be giving it to kids.
How will that play out now when it comes to travel or dining indoors at the moment?
We haven't really thought about that as such. So, as I say, we don't know. Take it as it comes. I suppose that's all you can do, like.
Myself and my husband have both had it, but our kids range from 12 to 17 and they're very reluctant to get it. Yeah. They're a bit scared, I think, of the whole thing. I would prefer probably for them to have it, but I would hate for them to be scared to have it.
Will you leave it up to them or will you decide in the end?
That's the big decision, I think. Yeah, we'll have a little talk with them, I think, and try and talk them into it, but I definitely wouldn't force them into it. Well, our youngest did pick it up in school, so she's already had it, so I would feel a little bit more relaxed about her. But the other two, the older ones going back to school, would probably be a little bit nervous. Again, I suppose I would leave it up to themselves, but I would try to encourage them, I think.
I think it's a good idea. I'm a bit nervous about it.
What would you be nervous about when it comes to getting the vaccine?
I don't know. I think it's more about the needle.
Would you like to get the vaccine?
I probably will at some stage. I've already had COVID.
How did you feel when you got COVID?
It just felt a bit miserable. I've lost my sense of smell, but my taste is back. It's just been a bit confusing because people can smell things that I can't smell. I hope myself comes back some stage.
So as a parent, I definitely think I wouldn't be too confident in kids getting it right now. From an adult perspective, we're doing it because we kind of feel like we have to.
If they wanted to get it, would you allow them?
If they wanted to get it, then I couldn't say no to that.
As a grandparent, I think it's a very good idea. Yeah. But yeah. I think in them being so young is a big concern.
Would you feel more comfortable if the grandkids had it for your safety?
I would go along with the young parents. I would definitely be on their side. You know, it's a concern for all us adults to be taking at the moment, but we're doing it for the good of the universe. So I would feel safer that the younger 15-year-old school children do not have it at the moment.
I have a daughter, 14, and I don't think she will be getting it. She doesn't really want it, and that's her wish, and I stand by that 100%. Simply because initially when this pandemic kicked off, the big push was for protect the elderly and the vulnerable. The majority of the elderly and vulnerable have been protected, so why would you need to vaccinate kids?
Voices from Cork there, and a fair amount of vaccine hesitancy. And just to give you an overall picture, in the light of the HSE plans to vaccinate 12 to 15-year-olds if they want it, we ran a Twitter poll, still running, by the way, to get your thoughts at PatKennyNT. Would you vaccinate your children? The answers, 48%, almost half, said yes, they would. 41% said no, and 11% were unsure and said they need more information. Like Jackie here, do you really think this it's right to vaccinate our kids? Is this safe? Are there any studies on the impact to their health going forward? Another one from Paul in Dublin 7. I'm fully vaccinated, happy to be the human part of the development of this experimental drug, but I cannot allow my kids to partake until the trial is finished, assessed and evaluated. The trial is finished. That means other kids are going to get it. You know, there's a kind of a double think there. Let the kids somewhere else be vaccinated so I can find out. They are vaccinating, obviously, ultimately millions of kids in the United States, in the UK, in Israel and places like that. So we will have some idea. Jen Hogan, Irish Times journalist, joins me, as does Dr. Madeleine Ní-Gaolig, a Roscommon GP and IMO committee member. Good morning and welcome. Jen, you're in a cohort that has children in the cohort. So how do you feel about it?
Yeah, so my three children now will be able to avail of the vaccine. My 17-year-old is already getting his now on Friday. And I spoke to the 12 and 15-year-old yesterday and asked them what they thought about it, because I do feel as their parent, ultimately, it will be my choice. But obviously, I want to have that conversation with them, and I'd like them to be on board. I had no worries anyway. The 15-year-old's opinion was bring it on. The 12-year-old is quite content to, very happy to go along with it too. So that makes things easier for me, knowing that my kids are content and happy to get the vaccination. I think all along I believed that I would follow public health advice, so I was watching with interest because I knew this was something that was likely to come up. Maybe the 12 to 15 year olds come out a little bit sooner than I perhaps expected. But I will be getting my children vaccinated in line with public health advice. And yeah, they are happy to get it. They want to be protected, and they want things, I suppose, to go back to normal. We did have a taste of having to isolate recently. Now, nobody in my house has had COVID yet, thankfully, but we did have a case where one of the children was a close contact recently, and just even the isolation, it was maybe that reminder of the fact that when they're back at school, if there are cases in class, if there wasn't a huge uptake in vaccination, that we would be back to this whole idea of people having to self-isolate and huge disruption to their education. So even from that perspective as well, I could see the benefits in having my kids vaccinated.
Now, Jen, as someone who's probably going to make the decision to accede to the kids' own wishes, which is to get them vaccinated, you heard some of the voices saying, well, we don't know enough going forward, the impact on their health. Do you feel reasonably well informed? Do you trust NIAC? Is that where it's at?
Well, I trust NIAC. I trust public health advice. But I suppose even in my work, I'm speaking to experts a lot. I am speaking to the other side, I'm speaking to parents too, who send me their concerns, who get in touch with all their different worries. And there are really genuine worries. I wasn't surprised to hear so much hesitancy there, because that's what I hear on the ground too. I hear plenty of people who say, yes, absolutely, we can't wait, bring it on, we'll feel so much safer when our children are vaccinated too. But there are parents out there with genuine worries. And I suppose I've had the opportunity to put those questions to experts in work. And as both a journalist and a parent, it's reassuring to hear, to be able to put those questions to them and to hear what their answers are and their responses to it. So I feel that probably the most important thing that will come along now is an information campaign that allows parents' concerns to be addressed. And I mean, there are genuine concerns out there. And I think sometimes the parents are afraid to express their concerns and worries. And some of this is born of misinformation that has taken hold. And it has taken hold, that I can see clearly from the conversations I have with parents. But I think it's really important that they can address this without being vilified, without being dubbed anti-vaxxers. They have concerns. It's time that these are addressed and addressed respectfully, because questions are important. It's really important people feel that they can ask questions. It's just a case of asking them of the right people and those qualified to give answers.
Yeah. The question of people wanting to go to the source. See, a lot of the information people get is on social media. There are crazy things out there. Then there could be some personal experience of people who had a bad time with a particular vaccine, not necessarily this one, and they will feed into the fears of people. What should NIAC and NPHET and the minister do? Because you'd love to see digestible summaries of the papers that NIAC have reviewed. You know, saying so many children, 12 to 15 in Israel, have been vaccinated. This has been the impact. Now, too early to say what a vaccine to a 15-year-old will do to them when they're 30, but the evidence would suggest that these kind of vaccines are safe anyway.
I think it's the whole idea of putting out the information that we do have. You know, parents need straight answers. We need to know what we do know and what we don't know, what is available, the reassurances around the whole area. I mean, the heart inflammation has come up a lot in conversations I've had too. I have sons actually as well. It certainly was a concern of mine, even when I was speaking to experts in the past. It's good to hear what the statistics are on that and how they can how they're likely to self-resolve. Things like that are really, really important. I think we need the facts. We need to know why we're vaccinating children. I think we need to be straight up with why we're vaccinating children, what information they do have. The question of this vaccine is only available for a short amount of time, so how much long-term research have we got? They need to address that. That is a big concern for parents, you know, and they need to address that and say what they have from the information that they have and tell parents exactly, in lay terms, exactly what it is. Because I think there is a danger sometimes when you have a lot of scientific minds working together, but not that it's an echo chamber, I don't mean that, but that they're working alongside people who have the same way of thinking. We're down on the ground through social media, through just conversations with parents, friends, WhatsApp, because you'd be surprised how quickly those rumours spread and little tidbits of information get out there, take hold, and people think, I've heard that, maybe there is some truth in it, where did it come from? Give parents, I suppose, a chance to actually put their questions to them and address them. But the information campaign is going to be absolutely vital.
Indeed, we hope that will be forthcoming shortly. Where is this thing about an experimental vaccine coming from? It's fully approved. It's not experimental. It's gone through full clinical trials, as other medications do. Can you please ask your experts to confirm a lot of misinformation being pushed out by people? Well, I'll thank you, Jen, because you talk to experts, but I'll go to a GP who obviously interrogates all of these kind of issues, Dr. Madeleine Nigolig, Roscommon GP and IMO committee member. Madeleine, what's your take on vaccinating 12 to 15-year-olds?
I really think that this is a positive move, and I'm delighted to see that the HSC is moving in this direction. We know that this country is a very pro-vaccine country, and our parents are very clued in, as are our 12 to 15-year-olds, as could be heard on your clip there. I think information is absolutely vital. Parents will have misgivings, and they need to be given all of the information in order to make an informed decision. Mike have really served us well, and I think that they will. I think that the campaign will be vital, and hopefully that will come sooner rather than later.
I mean, there are other dilemmas that people can talk about. One here from Paul and Ace: it's a moral disgrace that we're even talking about vaccinating our children while there are people in the world in their 70s, 80s and 90s without a hint of a vaccine. Ireland's care for the third world is nothing but a pretense to make us feel good about ourselves. That's a different issue, whether or not vaccinating children who are not going to get very sick is a useful way of deploying the world's reasonably scarce supply of vaccines. I won't ask you to address that. All these kids will be adults one day and likely to get the vaccine, as not having it will become riskier and riskier as they grow older. If it's safe for adults, it's safe for 12 to 15-year-olds, says John. Is that the case, or do you have to do different things, Madeleine, when you're vaccinating children?
Yes, I mean, children aren't miniature. Aren't just miniature adults. There are different. We don't expect that it'll be. They will react exactly the same way. However, we have we've had a really great experience with vaccination in the adult population, and as we've moved down the age groups, we've seen that the vaccination is extremely well tolerated. They're vaccinating for quite a while now in the US, and also France, Netherlands and Italy have been vaccinating their over 12s. We know from the figures from the USA, particularly Harvard published some figures with really, really reassuring results in terms of how well the children are responding to the vaccine from an immunological point of view, but also with regard to side effects. I think the big thing that Professor Butler, was emphasizing is that the figures from the USA and from France, Netherlands and Italy have been really reassuring.
By the way, I just got a text from Caroline who says, just returned from France. My grandsons, 13 and 15, just received their first Pfizer vaccine. No issues and no side effects. This texter has a good point to make. In Ireland, we're very family orientated. This means that young children spend time quite a lot with grandparents. With the emergence of new variants and the ability of young children to carry the virus, sometimes without symptoms, it's very important that we vaccinate the over 12s. Perhaps even the under 12s. Otherwise, we will find ourselves in a situation where we're constantly vaccinating one cohort of the population while the other cohort spreads the new variants. And that's an interesting idea.
Absolutely. And we are very family orientated. And I think children have borne a huge burden with regard to feeling responsible for the elder people's health in their lives. So we've seen a lot of anxiety in children in general practice for varying reasons. But one of the things is that because they couldn't escape the media reports and the family discussions about the fact that the elderly people in their lives were at risk. And so they were very afraid of bringing anything and afraid to hug granny and granddad. I think we need to ask the children what they want to do, give them the information also. I think many of them will very much want to get back to normal, get back to school, get back to their sports.
Yeah, but Madeline, we have a couple of texts here popped up on the screen saying, why are we leaving the vaccine decision to kids? That's irresponsible. They are minors with no legal authority over themselves. Quite a number of people making that point. So what do you say? I mean, I suspect you can't force a 15-year-old to be vaccinated if they don't want to anyway. They'll tell you where to go.
Absolutely. I think that it's something that each family will have to discuss among themselves and with the information that NIAC will be providing us with. And I do think that there will be more hesitancy in this age group, and that's to be expected, and that is to be expected and respected. But I do foresee a good take-up in this age group. I really feel parents want their children to get back to school safely. Interestingly, and I've had this anecdotally here, and I heard it on your clip also, many of the children feel that they would like to protect their vulnerable cohort. So the youngsters who are unwell and have a burden of disease already, who are going to be at risk of a more serious illness. And I think that was really great to hear that young person from Cork say that, but I've heard that here in the practice on a few occasions.
Yeah. And one of the listeners, Jay in Dublin, was watching Primetime last night and was talking about a mention of a side effect, myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle as a result of vaccine. Can this be discussed so that parents have full knowledge before making a choice? So that question, yes, those effects have been reported, but how prevalent are they and how long-term are they?
So the figures from the USA have reported about in and around 1 in 13,000 in the age group of 12 to 17, it's more likely to affect boys. It's an inflammation of the heart muscle and sometimes the membrane surrounding the heart. So what we would be saying in that age group is that, yes, it's extremely rare, but it can happen. But it can also happen if you contract the wild virus, so the virus in the community. But having said that, yes, it can be a side effect from the vaccine. It is rare. It is treatable. We would be advising people to look out for symptoms of myocarditis, would be chest pain or chest ache, palpitations, or feeling short of breath. Generally, it's treated conservatively with very often requiring hospital treatment, but it is transient and for the vast majority of people. So again, it's that information that parents need to have in order to make an informed decision. Remember that multi-system inflammatory syndrome, which is something that the virus can cause, the actual virus itself can cause in youngsters. And it's a treatable condition and will require hospitalization very often. So while the vaccine can cause side effects, we know that in the wild, the virus itself can cause, serious side effects.
And the minister himself was talking this morning about reports he's got of children being hospitalised, children with long COVID as well, which is not something that's transient and can have very debilitating effects for quite long periods of time. Anyway, this discussion will go on. As soon as it's available, we'll see whether the vaccine hesitancy evaporates with good information supplied by NPHET and NIAC and the Department of Health and the HSE and all of that. But for the moment, Dr. Madeleine Nigolig, Roscommon GP, IMO committee member, thank you very much for that. And before that, Jen Hogan, an Irish Times journalist.